at this launch. Alright, hello everybody, here is Ben Yuko here with Zoe Wanting Media Enterprises. Welcome to the Black Tech Building Program on this Tuesday night. Tuesday, March 26, 2024. How's everyone doing? Getting ready for any moment right now. We are going to start the discussion of the day. It is a great discussion. I think you're going to enjoy this discussion today. And then I'll just do a mini, so I show you a basic Python dictionary. I'm going to show you a basic dictionary tonight. I'm going to show you that tonight. And then I got some things coming up. So, I'm going to let you guys know that tonight, putting monsters on the thing that we didn't broadcast it on, but you are going to be. So tomorrow I will be broadcasting on here for the current eventual special, for because I'm going to talk about the season preview tomorrow. So that also I'm going to get that mindset ready, because we're going to be we're going to be on Facebook and we're going to be on Instagram. We're going to talk about this on Instagram tomorrow, okay? Okay, this is actually it's time to give us our picks and what I think is going to happen, because all the brain training is done now. Okay. So that's kind of like the idea of everything that's going to be getting into today. So this is going to be a great scenario and a great night. So, I'm just right now typing up, getting you guys ready, because the Spring Break Marathon is coming up here. Trying to get this thing out of the way today. So it is great to have this kind of conversation. So let me just find that article, because I just had the article. Develop. So this is the article here. Then we're gonna go over, talk about a lot of advice things coming up here tonight. So let me just get my water real quick here, so I'll be right back. Okay, give me 1 second. That took me a moment here to get that arc. Now I got it here now. So we're going to talk about this. This is the main. This is the top story right here. Okay. Okay, let me just get this. Okay. Okay, now I'm good now, so I don't need that anymore. And so I don't, so I'm gonna make sure I have that here. So, everyone's just thinking about what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to finish putting up the shows from the previous weeks, but now I got every show up here now. So that's good. Okay. Big discussion today. Okay, we're gonna get this ready to go. Coming up next is the Need for Speed. So let's get this thing underway. We're just gonna, our main discussion of the day is gonna be today. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on with that. So it's gonna be, I got this article, I'm gonna save that for our gaming broadcast tonight. So I want to save all the good. I like to save all the goodies. So that's one I can just get rid of. Okay. Now here we go. Now we're gonna talk about how to create. How to develop a career mindset behind 9-to-5. Well, a lot of people talk about how do I get my career better? How do I do it? Is it certification? Yeah. But there's other things around it that I feel like you have to have as a tech professional, entrepreneur, or anything if you're a tech enthusiast, anything when you work in your career. And this is just skills that to relate in real life that I think that is something that you need to discuss and everyone needs to discuss. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is how to develop a career mind. This is a make use of article. Are you ready to take your career to the next level? Learn how to develop a mindset that will help you achieve your goals. The traditional 9-to-5 work routine may not always be the best for people with everyone's aspiration. If you want to achieve your full potential, it's important to adapt a career mindset which allows you to think about long-term growth and success. With a proactive approach, you can take steps to shape your career journey according to your goals. Here are some effective tips to develop a career mindset that help you see behind 9-to-5. And that's what these shows are. That is what the main of these shows that I do. It's always about making sure that we always are setting up these good conversations, showing you the demo, showing you actual skills that we're not being told. We need to understand how to read our craft. Cause soon I'm gonna be putting Windows 11. I got some of that stuff coming up, so it will be some very interesting topics in that realm of things. So you're gonna have greatness of how developing a career, and that's what's exactly what it's always about. Create a career vision board. It's always about, and that's what the first step of developing a career mind is knowing your aspirations. Start by brainstorming your long-term growth. While you're clear on it, you can start creating a career vision board. Yeah, so long-term, so I advise you, because when I first got into IT, I wanted to be in IT, but I never had a strong approach of how, I was so passionate, but I was like, I can see myself. I can do myself. I was a gamer. I was mostly a gamer, which is kind of tech too. But I wanted to do different things, just game all the time. I always wanted to do things like computer repair, because my technology is computer repair, like slowly into desktop engineering level. But as the more skills you actually learn, you have to learn different things and different stuff all the time. And that is why I'm going to be doing some demonstrations of what things that are very actually important, a lot of networks, a lot of things actually having that stuff coming up soon. So it's going to be a very, very interesting time to knowing how, Oh, that will work out for the Windows 11. I will show you, and I'm going to show you different stuff in Windows 11. So, having my skills always ready to go and all the time to creating a goal, creating your vision. Always have a plan. You have to have a plan. Yeah, I had a plan. Well, I had a plan, but my mistake. What I did is I didn't follow through the plan. So the biggest thing I advise everybody to do, and anybody that gets in even traditional students, you always need to have a plan. You gotta have a plan. And that is what the biggest thing I really advise you to do is all have a serious plan about how you're gonna win, how you're gonna be successful, what works, what doesn't work, and then build a plan of how that career, how you get there based on all that stuff. So I really think that these type of information is actually key to a lot of people's success. Is having a career plan, having those people thing. That's why I did the think tank last year of all the skills I had, because I built a think tank and all that stuff. So that's what kind of is the idea of a lot of things going on. So I really think that those things are actually very, very important to be understood. So creating a vision board is very, very important. So it says, and it reads to the article, the first step is developing a career mindset is knowing your aspirations. Drive by brainstorming your long-term goal. Once you have a clear idea, you can create a career vision board. Vision board can be created in any way you like. Use images, words, quotes, and anything else that inspires you. Whoa. You know how a vision world, stuff like that. Mike always, and I've seen this a lot with others too, but his is really good because he uses imagery of he uses quotes of other people that have strong aspirations. People I like, and even some people I don't like. He found people the aspirations of influencing. Like another person I already know in that does business, does her own business. Brianna, she coaches for the Minneapolis, North High School basketball. She always has this thing, thought of the, she has like things like thought of the day. Always has the visionary goals. He always had the visionary goals of doing things of making you inspire. So it's always so she always talks about the word of the day. She talks about the word of the day and has those inspirational words that kind of like really, really in touches a lot of, and even big stars, bigger ones like Love Dorsey have words like that too. The ones I agree and disagree, like I said, there are a lot of good ones that I actually like. And the other thing that also I like too, that I know other people that has been brought to the table that I really, really like. From Black, like when Dennis from Blackson Technology, he puts a lot of concern issues that affects the community, and I like a lot. I like some of the things he talks about in the discussions, and that's what the most important thing. This is not about me. I like to read a lot of. I like to read what you have to. What you're thinking. Because you put it out there for everybody to know what you're thinking, and I agree and disagree, but this is why we have medias like this, so we can open the com we can actually open the conversations related to a lot of things like this. So it makes it so amazing to see where the direction actually goes. So that's why I like these kind of topics. And so this is kind of very, very important. So if you're planning to print your vision board, the best way to place it is where you can see it off. It'll keep you more and focused on the goal. That's why he posted all over on Instagram. Dennis put something on his thing. I like he put something on the table, and it's a lot of people that in technology I always like to give them. Oh, and also sometimes you have some other folks in the many of you have also been in the black tech space too. So I know many folks that put this information out, and oh yeah, and also sometimes by the time Ricky Collins, the CEO, also sometimes on his Instagram page, Ricky the CEO, he also puts out things like that things of it sometimes, words that actually motivate and things like that. There's some things we don't see eye to eye, but I think I can see things that actually make things so great and so remarkable. That's very, very challenging. I really, really like the direction he actually goes with his talent to the table. So that's why. So I just named you women that actually inspired those words, and Dr. Jesse Mason's also done that. Ronald Vail has done a good job. Jonathan Mason's done a good. Don Allen, all those guys have things that inspires them every day, keeps them motivated, and I really, that is why I have more aspirations of respect, and that kind of like brings everything to the table that I actually really like, and I really get really excited. So further, if it's important for your vision board to change along goal, it should to update regularly so you always reflect your current aspirations. Yeah, just change it up. So I always like to give you guys some folks that inspired us, inspired me, inspired everybody. That's why I always liked, and if I brought a name, and I like the one like all the different aspirational goals, like Christina Cole from NASA Society of Black Engineer, the current president. I like a lot of things. Because they did it earlier as well, was inspire that group's organization. Even we have disagreements how different things go. But this is what I respect them on. I respect them how they did a whole week about talking about who they are, what they do, what they like to do. It's building goals and aspirations that come from that not post 9 to 5, of what they like to do for fun, what they to expire, and that's what things that kind of like that really matter. And we have to get into those type of things that we're not seeing and what we don't see from the inside. So that's why I actually like what they expire and they really, really expire to do. Incorporate micro learning into your daily routine. Micro learning is great to develop new skills with a minimal time invested. Set aside a specific time of day. This could be the first thing about during break or before bedtime. Even learning for 15 minutes a day can make a big. Find micro learning content that interests you. You can find videos, articles, podcasts, interactive games that helps you learn new things. Try Google Prim to take a short and quick lesson on any topic. Don't forget to make micro learning fun. If you're not enjoying learning yourself, you're less likely to stick with it. Consider learning during workout by listening to podcasts or watching YouTube, or make it a social activity by taking an online class. You can You can use Google Sheets to keep track of your learning and the skills required. It'll help you stay motivated and see your progress over time. That's one of the things I always say. This is why we have shows like this. Is why a media platform is like this. It's actually educating you about what you should be learning. And some things are simple, and some things are things that you haven't talked about. There's things that have been on the table that you're never hearing about. You're not hearing certain things. You might hear about this, but you're not hearing about this part. You're not learning about this type of thing. There's so many things in Linux you're not hearing about. There's so many things in Microsoft you're not hearing about. What's going on with this system? What's going on with this network? What is the different topics? There's different topics every day. We have to be ready. We have to be very, very specifically ready to be able to challenge ourselves. So that's why I like the way we kind of moving things into that direction. So you need to practice and get, and that's why we have things like this. So it keeps us developing the skills that we need to have. Practice mindful productivity. A career monitor that goes beyond regular workout requires a clear sense of direction and purpose. While you are mindful, you're less likely to get distracted, most likely to get things done. Instead of juggling many tasks to get your focus to one task at a time, it allows you to dive deeper into the task and reduce the mental fatigue of multitasking. Identifying the main sources of distraction in your work environment and take steps to minimize them. There are a few things that you can do to focus on your social sounds in your phone, using website block, or find a quiet place to work. You can also manage it by practicing the promo technique, time block, or the 2-minute rule. These methods can also structure your work, maintain, and prevent burnout. It's very, very important. Gotta keep our productivity. You should be going to the gym, supposed to work out. I always like to play music on my phone. I've been learning just not to use my phone in the gym, because it's just, I might play it for certain things, but there's some times I just need to get into the gym and get the proper workout that actually needs to be permanently done, and have that drive of doing things. So that's kind of like the mindset of a lot of things in that type of space. So you should be moving ahead about all that stuff. So it's very, very important to have that mindset of not be seeking a winner and not a loser. So all the things like going to networking, like the attending Twin Cities Band Affiliate Development Day. I think there's a lot of their lessons should be teaching you something. You should actually learn something, because that's actually going to accomplish things in life where you have to be. And that's where, at that business, and that even sometimes when you're not even, if you're gonna work a wedge job and you wanna get in the tech, you have your full career. These skills are very, very important, because that is how you keep a job. Because it was like, oh, I made it, and I made it to this concept. No. Gotta learn how to maintain a job, and that's what has to happen. You gotta maintain a full thing. So that's what's gonna happen. So that's what kind of gets the idea about making sure management is actually a skill. Seek an online no matter your situation. A mentor can help you get you to see things from a different angle, broaden your mind. Mentors can guide you in identifying your strengths and potential areas of development. For example, if you're a young boy and struggling to find your footing in the workplace, a mentor can offer you valuable insight. They can share their experience and help you develop a plan of your own. Online mentorship allows flexibility and simply meet and discuss. You can find someone on the best and consult them in your convenience. Yes, so you gotta have a mentor online, and then you also need to find that type of mentor that you can actually meet in person. That's why mentors can be found in from the our thing, the Twin City Band, the Black Tech Talents, the Blacks in Technology. And if you are an engineer, you have the National Society of Black Engineers built. There's lots of great people you can actually go talk to and actually mentor your skills. I want you to understand that they are out, these groups are out here. And I'm gonna talk more when we get into that. I'll tell you about that right now. That if you are actually well successful in tech, in that Black Tech Talent, I recommend you please get yourself a membership. It's $110 a year. Membership. Get yourself a membership, because, and you got another one with Blacks in Technology. Come to the meetings. You're gonna get mentorship. You're gonna get questions. You're gonna talk about things that develop your skills. That is how you're going to win in the battle. Okay. So online mentorship is actually very, very important to anybody. Okay, engage in reverse mentorship. Reverse mentorship is getting advice and guidance from younger or less experienced colleagues. Instead of the traditional setup with older, more experienced mentor, younger ones, reverse but the roles. Here's how it works. If you're a marketing rep, you can reverse mentor a younger employee with social media skills. This could help them learn the latest social media trends to engage with your customers in a new way. Remember, reverse mentorship is a tool you share wisdom and experience, and in return you gain valuable and perspective. It's a win-win situation that helps you develop more dialogue and an open mindset in excelling your career and any job. It's not just that, it's a job. It's your job. It's also your career, your job, and everything. Network online with professionals from different sectors. Instead of just interacting with people with your own, you can connect with people with various other fields. When you talk to professionals outside of your city, you get exposed to different ideas and a way of thinking. To get started, look. Platform being one of the best virtual platforms, LinkedIn is a great way to start. Join groups or community related to the industry you care about. Engage with others by commenting on their posts, asking questions, sharing your thoughts. That said, networking can be challenging if you're not introvert or not used to talking to people around you. You might be interested in learning the best, the introvert network. And so I think you need to network, and we other platforms to come. Yeah, you need to network. Networking is actually important. And that's really actually the thing that's gonna keep us into that successful realm of things. Okay, I'm gonna talk about freelancing or start a side project. This is very, very important. I'm gonna read this to you, and this is it's the last one, okay? It says here, when you are a freelancer or work on a side, you can focus on things you love to do. It's an opportunity to think like an entrepreneur, take control of your work, and explore new parts. Allows you to explore different industry or work on various parts. You learn to manage your time, handle clients, or adapt to challenges. On the other hand, a side project is something you do outside a hobby or a passion project. It could be something creating a blog or developing an app or anything else you're passionate about. Both freelance and undertaking side projects can expose a new challenge and skill that may not be part of your 9-to-5 job. Continuous learning can make you more adaptable and valuable into the job market. Yeah. And I'm gonna spend time on this one right here. This is my side project. This is really my side project. This is my IT. This is this professional gaming startup here, is the podcast, which is only me enterprises, is a side project that I have been working on for 3 years. You have to understand that this is about, you have to develop skills. It goes in any job and anywhere you want. You gotta wanna win. This isn't just someone, oh, you just have it hand and you, okay, you got the skills and everything in place. That does not work that way. And it will never will. Because you need to understand that when you don't do a side project like this, networking, freelancing, because you're going to spend at least once a month. You should be spending at least one a month. Because every time I go over those announcements, it's giving you a scenario of what is in, what's out there. What's out there. In the black test space. And it's very important. Because when we are not. I'm gonna go through the announcements. Okay, so you have to be ready for that type of game. So that is why this is very, very, this is the most important. I think number six is important. Number 5 is important. They're all were important, but I think 7 and 6 are my biggest ones. I think we have to understand, because that is how you develop skills. So like I said, this tech professional, this information technology professional. Gaming startup is really things I do. So like the things I do here is like I do 3 things. I video podcast. I do gaming, and I do IT support skills. So I might go volunteer at Free Geek. I go volunteer in the IT place and enhance my skills, because that is what I like to do passionately, and it's always that stuff because. Until we start understanding that this is a project, this is a media platform. This is a Twin Cities Black Tech Media. It actually informs the community of what things are going on. And that is why things like that is keeping the community. This is what's getting. Okay, okay, so you have to keep the community, we have to. Okay, so I'm gonna show you the. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna show you a quick thing, and I'm gonna show you this today. This is just gonna be the only thing I'm actually going to show you. I'm gonna show you this today. This is the only thing I'm gonna actually show you in this Python thing. Okay. I'm gonna show you this now. This is actually gonna be a good night. To, okay, let's go. Okay, so I'm gonna just show you what I want to just copy and paste this thing. This is the dictionary here. I'm gonna save that. So we're gonna create a dictionary. Okay, we're just gonna take it from the W3 resource. I'm showing you how to write this code, okay? So just write that code right there. So if I change it to 30, let's change it to 20, let's change it to 29. Okay, give me a second. So I'm gonna show you this one, okay? So I'm gonna start sharing this one too. So this is what I just did. I just changed the numbers. So I'm gonna change the numbers again here. Don't you read my personal emails, guys? It's so embarrassing. So that's how you write the code off of that one, okay? So I just wanted to show you a basic one today. I'll write one a different one at another time, okay? So I just wanted to show that W3 school set. That's what I wanted to show you today. That's the only one I want to actually show you today. Well, coming up next, we're going to get to Need for Speed, okay? This is an update. I'm going to share this update real quick. I'll highlight this update. This is one I'll highlight to you. So they just did an update on the Intel, the AI app run best. So they said that Intel said Tuesday that it's expanding what is called an AI accelerator program in the mid-range of software vendors, locking an AI development and UC to speed to the project. It's all a bit of lasso software developers and bring them to under the core ultra band. For the concern, the project is an ongoing announcement that Intel continues to work to integrate the MP inside the core ultra processor with software vendors in order to extract the app value from the latter and not just capitalize on the latest buzzword AI. There's more to subtitles and messages. If Intel can be able to convince software developers to use Open Venom Toolkit to help them code AI application, is the AI core ultra chips would be our preferred or the bad AI chips. So that was one. And this is what we're talking about, Python. So this is one article, I'll read this here too. But the new research, I'll read this one, okay, really quick here. AI add, and it is Python that is the backbone of many new services. New research that has revealed that a significant boom in the development of artificial intelligence application with an average of 9 new AI apps for everything throughout 2023. A report from something found Python emerged as a preferred programming language for AI development. Developers favorite its easy to use the app community and vast ecosystem of library frameworks. In reference to the trend, Snowflake revealed that more developers are now programming LLM applications directly on the platform, being used to manage data with C and help create to reduce main cause and boost efficiency. Alright, that's all I have for you for the show. Okay, I'm going to make a quick announcement. Yo, Need for Speed is tonight, Friday, Sunday, might be tomorrow, we don't know yet, might come on tomorrow. Thursday, I know we could probably come in, see what happens with other stuff. See, my academic studies, things are going on with that. Oh, man. Need for Speed is coming up in about 15 minutes, okay? That's all I got for you, okay? Have a good night. We're going to be on, we're going to be on Facebook and on Kick, okay? Have a nice night, okay? Bye-bye.